The effect of COVID-19 on schools is the main story for three papers. The Irish Examiner and Irish Independent report that almost 12,000 school children are out of class after being identified as close contacts of a confirmed case of COVID-19. That news came from the Health Service executive yesterday. There is still no evidence of classroom outbreaks, writes Eilish O'Regan in The Independent. Niamh Griffin writes in The Examiner that increased testing and swabbing volumes had been expected as schools reopened and children began mingling again. In Northern Ireland, the start of the new school term has been described as a shambles. Teachers are expected to fulfil the role of COVID contact tracers, and thousands of children were sent home in the first week, the Belfast Telegraph reports. There have been more than 3,200 confirmed cases in school-aged children in the first week, says the paper. On the day that the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Coveney, is to face questioning at an Oireachtas committee over the appointment of Catherine Zapone, former minister, as UN Special Envoy, the news that she thanked him for her role months before being formally nominated gives the Irish Times and Irish Daily Mail their lead story. Zapone job a done deal for months, says the Mail. The coalition is struggling to contain the fallout, says the Times. Every answer begets more questions, says Daniel McConnell in The Examiner. According to Fintan O'Toole in a column in The Times, the problem is that the senior Fine Gael ministers involved in the affair have been in government now for 10 years. Seasoned politicians are making too many rookie blunders, The Independent comments in an editorial. The Irish Daily Mirror and Irish Daily Star lead with the charging of two men who allegedly beat another man unconscious at the Black Forge Inn in Drimna, Dublin, last Saturday. In the Irish Sun's front page lead, the paper reports Cheryl Tweedy paying tribute to her bandmate in Girls Aloud, Sarah Harding, who has died at the age of 39. Our stunning, unique, crazy, quirky, kind and soft-hearted girl has departed, she said. The Examiner reports that a commemorative event for the Royal Irish Constabulary, the RIC, is to be held in St Paul's Cathedral in London next April. It follows the cancellation of the proposed state commemoration of the police force that was scheduled to be held in Dublin in January last year, but which was abandoned after a major controversy erupted. Michael Clifford comments that this development speaks volumes about the immaturity of one aspect of Irish society's approach to history. A police force that was made up of Irish people from most sections of society cannot be remembered in its own country, he says, because of fear of political damage a century after it was disbanded.